Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Now with today's topic, here's Mary Tidwell, a 2008-2009 dietetic intern from Health Plus.
I'm here today with Cindy Osborne, the dietitian at the Heart Institute here at Vanderbilt, and we are going to be discussing risk factors associated with developing heart disease, specifically for women, and healthy heart changes related to nutrition that can be made. I want to welcome you, Cindy.
Thank you.
I'm excited about the opportunity to talk with you about such an important issue. Before we talk about nutrition, though, let's discuss heart disease risk factors for a minute. Can you describe the most common risk factors for women?
The most common risk factors would be cigarette smoking, hypertension, low HDL or low good cholesterol, elevated total cholesterol, diabetes, consuming a high-fat diet, and being physically inactive. And also, probably another risk factor would be being overweight or being obese.
Considering all of those, what are the most important heart-healthy changes a woman can make?
Well, I think probably first of all, to stop smoking if you smoke. Avoid secondhand smoke. That's important as well. Controlling blood pressure, controlling diabetes through diet, exercise, or medications, controlling cholesterol levels. And another thing I think that's important for women is to minimize stress in our lives. Also, along with those same suggestions would be to exercise and lose weight. So build some healthy lifestyle changes into their daily routine.
How much weight would you recommend a woman to lose who is at risk for heart disease?
I think just a healthy initial weight loss of about 10%. Mm-hmm. From their present body weight. Mm-hmm. So if a person weighs 200 pounds, let's say for example, losing 20 pounds initially and going to 180. It's been shown through many research studies that as weight goes down, even a 10% loss mm-hmm. improves blood pressure, cholesterol, hypertension, and all those risk factors that we talked about for heart disease. The one important thing is to remember not to lose weight too rapidly. A weight loss of 4 to 6 pounds a month is probably pretty safe and reasonable. The yo-yo dieting that can go on with the fad diets can cause numbers to go down, but when you go back up as far as the weight, then you know numbers typically get worse too. So what we want to do is try to make lifestyle changes, and once we lose the weight, you know, maintain that weight loss.
Nutrition plays a key role in losing weight when an individual chooses to do so properly. And so if I came to you hoping to minimize my risk for heart disease or manage a diagnosis I may have, what immediate diet changes would you encourage me to make?
The first and most important would be to limit your total fat intake, saturated fat and trans fats. Increase your fiber intake, so more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, whole wheat pasta, those kinds of things. Use fish, incorporate fish into your diet a couple of times a week. Use of plant sterile margarines, that's become pretty popular to help lower cholesterol now. And of course, losing weight if you need to lose weight. Limiting sugar, simple sugar mm-hmm. intake if triglycerides are high, that will help. And then increasing physical activity, 30 minutes most days of the week is what the recommendations are now for physical activity.
Those are great recommendations. Are there any reliable sources that you recommend to your clients?
Sure. The American Heart Association is a great resource. The American Diabetes Association, they have lots of recipes on their websites. Cooking Light Magazine is also one. You can just get off the newsstand that has a lot of good low-fat, heart-healthy recipes in it. So those are the ones that I usually recommend for most of my patients.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.